In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. In today's Gospel, Jesus is reminding us that our faith is not something that we live hidden and kept to ourselves, but something that we let, that we shine to the world, that we are truly to be beacons of faith to all whom we come in contact with, and giving witness to our faith. And from its very beginning, this is how the faith has spread from a small corner of the world to all corners of the world, by those who live the faith, giving witness to the faith, and sharing the faith, that our faith is not something to be hidden, but that our Lord wants us to be beacons of light and faith and hope to the world, that others may come to share in that same light and faith. It has been accounted many times that people have been converted just by the good witness and example of Christians, and wanting to have what they have, wanting to have that peace and joy that they have, seeing in them something that they did not have. And so our Lord also reminds us that this is something that we do just by our good example and daily witness and sharing our faith. And not being ashamed or afraid to share our faith. We, as Catholics, tend to be a bit shy when it comes to sharing our faith with others, but we must not allow ourselves to be intimidated because our Lord wants us to be witnesses to the faith. St. Francis of Assisi had a beautiful quote. It was, "Preach always and use words when necessary," that even though we may not even be using words, we are preaching to the world by our witness and our walking with Christ. Today we begin a new week, and I always like to remind myself that we should always remember our guardian angel, who is there to help us, protect us, and assist us. And we can ask our guardian angel this week to use us, to touch others, to bring the light of Christ to others. What is the source of that light? It is Jesus Christ. And so this light requires us to have an intimacy with Christ, a union with Christ through prayer, but especially through the sacraments and that intimate union we receive through the Eucharist, which truly is to be the beacon of that light, Jesus truly present in the Blessed Sacrament. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.